place John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, Pepper Creek Crossing Annexation back on the agenda.
Okay, we can do that because it was advertised, but it will take a motion to put it back on the agenda.
Yes, it will.
Entertain a motion to do that. Mr. Jones, a motion, second by?
Second.
Mr. Dukes, to replace item number two back on the agenda of, go back here to John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, and we'll be looking at Village of Pepper Creek Annexation Item B. Sir, go ahead.
Yes, my name's John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Sussex County Engineering Department has in receipt a request for annexation to the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District for a parcel owned by BZ Builders to be known as Pepper Creek Crossing. Current total parcel size is 8.4 acres. The parcel was annexed into the town of Dagsboro on September 21st, 2004. Parcel is zoned for cluster development by the town of Dagsboro. It's proposed for 15 single-family dwellings. Currently, 6.0 acres of the parcel are in the district, and we would be asking for post notices to annex the additional 2.32 acres. The parcels are within our Dagsboro-Frankfort planning study that's currently underway and anticipated to be completed by September 2007. Concept plan approval began on November 4th, 2005. Final concept plan approval granted on 2007. The developer will be subject to a total system connection charge of $82,755, 15 EDUs at the new rate based from July 1st, 2006 to 2007 of $5,517. Any questions? The area is over here. The yellow area is the area that's currently within our sewer district. The crosshatched area will be the parcels that we would be annexing.
We need a motion?
We need a motion. Get a motion prepared. Do we need a motion?
You got a motion or?
I have a motion prepared. Okay. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District boundaries to include the remainder of the parcel owned by BZ Builders LLC to be known as Pepper Creek Crossing as presented on June 27th, 2006.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones to approve Village of Pepper Creek Annexation. Item B on the agenda as presented. Questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Colbert, yes. Let the record show Mr. Phillips stepped out of the room. Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I vote as yes. Thanks, sir. Next item is Steve Hudson.
Thank you.
Director of Maintenance and Engineering.
Steve, you have a motion?
Wolf Neck Treatment.
Come on, Steve. We like to listen to you, Steve.
I'm with you.
Wolf Neck Treatment Plant Irrigation Upgrade Project Bid Award. Steve Hudson, Director of Maintenance and Engineering.
That's not so quick. It's got to last to November. Come on.
Don't worry about it, Steve. He can't hurt you too bad now.
Dave put me up to that.
Why didn't you tell us that a couple weeks ago? Would have been helpful.
If you'll give that to Keith.
Did you write Harley today, Steve? Yeah.
No, I did not. It's high and dry.
All right, we'll understand. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to bring before you this morning Sussex County Project number 0603, which is a proposed project to upgrade our Wolf Neck irrigation system. What we intend to do, and this has been put together by the engineering department, has also been reviewed by Stearns and Wheeler, Whitman and Reckart. What we intend to do is maximize our spray capacity at that plant by upgrading the control system. We also are going to make some changes to, if you look at the back page, the way the system operates, that will allow us to to better add additional spray fields into this system without having to start from scratch. This project would be completed by Sussex County personnel. We put out a bid for materials only, we would project to have the project done probably early spring. That would be my goal.
So you're doing this all in-house?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. Sounds good.
All in-house.
Steve, how much what is important about this is we're going to be doing this on the existing site?
Yes.
Right, so it will not be any more land, so it'd be a savings there. How much more capacity will this give us?
My projections are approximately 50 million gallons per year.
Right. For
additional spray by utilizing this control system.
Right. And the cost of this?
The cost of this is, we put it out to bid. We did only have one bidder, and the cost of the materials is $292,105.63.
And it's giving us how much more spray?
50 million gallons per year.
Right, and if we had to go buy land, I mean, the cost of this is cheap. This is another one of those deals where the general public really wouldn't understand it. But to go out and buy this land,
right,
the cost savings.
Right. Now there is another portion of the contract, which of the materials that will be required. So our total will be a little higher than this. It'll probably be $350,375 by the time we're done.
It's not $3.5 million.
No.
Wait, maybe you can tell that gentleman that was here last week with public hearing.
Don't do that, please.
Send him that note.
This is really outstanding.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
If you're going to do it in-house, you could have just gone out to different vendors and gotten the materials you needed. Did you have to go to a bid to get like all the materials from one person?
Well, these
might
were,
be different people have different prices. You might.
Right. These were different type vendors. The electrical equipment, which was the largest ticket item, we did send out. We went to public bid, but we did only receive one bidder. Where we have three quotes on valve assemblies that we need to order, actuators and whatnot. So there are several other items that go along with this project.
But I mean, you as opposed to looking, did you break this bid down and say to yourself, could we have gone out and just as Sussex County purchasing this stuff?
That's what they did.
The way that the vendors operate, they have geographic areas that they control, so these other vendors.
They have franchise areas, so it's sole source equipment.
Right.
And then the other problem is that these other vendors really felt like they could not provide a lower price than this vendor, so they didn't really want to go to the process. I mean, we tried to figure out a way to configure it.
I mean, I know this is probably easier to get it all from one guy and have it all delivered and whatever. Like, I understand that.
But it's a lot of specialized equipment.
Okay.
Right.
Not a whole lot of vendors out there that are available. We tried to generate the competition, but we just
didn't do it.
Right. Yeah, this is all Modicon Square D equipment, which is our standard. So this fits into the big picture, our big SCADA network. And United Electric happens to be the high-tech authorized dealer for this territory, so they get better pricing than the other vendors. Thus, the other vendors did not quote the project.
We have a motion.
We use them, United, quite.
Yes, we did take these. We did take the quotes that we got back, compared those, because a lot of the equipment is similar to what we order on a day-to-day basis. So we have compared those to make sure this was a fair bid.
Right.
I have a question. I'm not sure I understand the mechanics of spray operation, but mm-hmm. Are you looking at this picture? Are you increasing the arc of the area being sprayed, or are you just putting out more output on the same arc?
Actually, we would be increasing the arc. What this picture doesn't show is that on the ends of these pivots are end guns, which will produce about 150 gallons a minute. And standard operation right now, we must shut those down in the wintertime because these are made for typical farm applications. Our control scheme will allow us to use those without the freezing problem, increasing the arc, getting us more efficiency.
So you're covering more area.
Covering more area.
Picking up some of those dead spots.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He's an attorney. I can understand why he doesn't understand.
Okay, a motion.
Yes, I have a motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project Number 0603, Wolfneck Treatment Plant Irrigation Materials and Equipment Upgrade, be awarded to United Electric Supply of Wilmington, Delaware at a cost of $292,105.63.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to award a bid to Vendor Red for $292,105.63. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
By
thank
doing
you,
this in-house, we save $290,000 in engineering design. There's no doubt in my mind. Just
at least.
Engineering costs would have been more than what we're paying for the just doing this project.
Yeah, I'm ready.
With that, gentlemen.
Next grant request.
Hey, the first grant request is from the Delmarva Christian High School, requesting money towards a fundraiser golf tournament. And this could be earmarked for community service projects that benefit Sussex County. This year, the students there completed a project in town of Georgetown cleaning up as part of one of their community service projects. And I spoke with Mr. Jeff Moore, and he indicated that this money could be dedicated for community service projects in Sussex County.
But the money's going towards the school.
Yeah.
The money, yeah, the check would be to the school, but we would earmark it to be used just for community service projects.
Do they comply with the nonprofit status that we require?
Yes, they are a nonprofit.
Does this get us a foursome?
Okay. Dylan?
Oh,
are we playing a KCI?
Could we grant $200 from each council manager discretionary fund?
Yeah, I don't have any money.
Cole don't have any.
Sorry.
Mr. Cole was short. He only has $38.50.
He got $38.50. He's
Make
got 30.
Mr. Jones has $144 for me.
This is the longest I've ever made it. I'm proud of myself, right?
So how much I need?
Now, are we considering this a countywide project or kind of fundraiser or something or what?
We did it last time.
They go countywide.
We'll go 200 with whoever we got left.
I don't have any money.
We'll scratch the balance first. $38.
George and I will throw our money in and make $170 or $180.
Yeah, that would make it about.
I got Rehoboth fireworks. I could give $38 to Rehoboth.
I'm gonna help you out on that.
Well, you live there. You ought to.
I give four.
Don't be smart.
How much is it? $800.
You want to entertain your wife down from Canada?
You give three. He get three, and I get four.
I wouldn't walk up there.
July 1st is Canada Day.
Mr. Dukes gives four, Mr. Rogers three, Mr. Phillips three.
Second. Okay. Motion, Mr. Phillips, to give Delmarva Christian High School for fundraiser. Rogers three, Phillips three, and Mr. Dukes 400. Questions?
Is there none from the other two? Is that?
They don't have anything now. Mr. Cole.
Approval.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah. Some of us represent more
towns.
Represent.
Mr. Jones, not
some
voting.
Of us represent more
Mr. Phillips,
towns than
Mr.
others. That's all I'll say.
Yes. Right. Mr. Jones didn't vote. Okay, next thing. Next.
Okay, the next one is from the Delaware Heritage Commission. They have a program, hands-on Delaware Heritage Camp for 11 to 13-year-olds relating to the history and heritage of Delaware. About half of the youngsters participate, receive financial assistance. This is the Delaware Heritage Commission, and in the past, we've donated $500, $100 from each youth activity account.
George, you got youth activity?
I'm out of money.
He's got youth activity.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody got that idea.
Yeah.
I got a little bit?
Yes.
Don't tell him how much.
All right.
Write him a note and tell him how much he's got.
Under Mr. Dukes, second.
What do we make up for the last?
Second by Mr. Phillips.
Cold,
to allow Delaware Heritage Commission $500 each from youth activity.
Each?
100 each.
Oh, 100 each.
Shoot, God, you are going to break the bank.
100 each? Youth activity. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
It was yes. Susie, is this, Susie, the next one, is it?
It's not youth activity, I can tell you that.
Was it the community redevelopment, or we have a letter on that one?
Yeah, you submitted a letter.
Yeah, we have a letter from the Milford Senior Center.
Dave's got the letter. It went to you, Mr. Rogers.
Well, it's your deal, I mean, you know.
And they are projecting a deficit for year ending this week of approximately $30,000. And estimated deficit of $40,000 for next year. The only grant we've given them is a $3,000 human service grant, which was in December.
All right, can I get some, one second.
What's the community grant money, Dave? Is that right?
Development, yeah, let's do, hold one second here.
I'll give them $1,000 if I'm on.
And I'll do that also with community reinvestment.
But, yeah.
Okay.
That's just talk, and that's just about shot in the honey. Last week, you know, this is it.
We need more slush funds.
Huh?
Is that a motion?
We need more slush funds.
You, well, Mr., I'm waiting for Mr. Rogers to come off his squeakiness.
I just said $1,000.
Yeah.
You did? Oh, you did too? I'll make that a motion. Second. I apologize, Mr. Rogers, for being cheap.
Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr.
His voice Deuce. Just gets weak.
That's what happened.
Gets a little, community reinvestment funding, $1,000 from Jones, $1,000 from Rogers. Question.
I think it's his money.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
The next one is Women Networking in Southern Delaware Incorporated, leadership program for girls 13 to 18 year olds, where they pair professional women mentors and girls in an organized program September through April.
I make a motion we give $1,000 from Robin's pay.
I like that.
Thanks,
George. Well, you're the one. This is
considering
this,
our discussion earlier.
Does this outfit discriminate Susie. Against men?
Where from?
Huh?
You said where from? Where from? You youth talk activity. About youth activity. Okay.
What are we doing?
Youth activity.
What are we doing? 200 each.
13 to 18.
Where's the group from?
Georgetown. Served the whole county.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Rhonda Tooman is president. Diana Young is vice president.
Okay. 1,000 each from.
1,000
each?
I mean, 1,000 total from youth activity.
Will you concentrate for 5 minutes? We'll be out of here.
Big money, man. Big money. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
That is yes.
Got something on his mind. I
big money.
What it was.
The next one is Georgetown Boys and Girls Club.
Next.
And,
I'm going to scratch that, Nick.
Okay. All right, number six.
The next one is from a student at Delmarva Christian High School for a people-to-people program trip. It's part of a program to promote international understanding while building leadership skills among America's youth. And that's basically it. Total cost of the trip is $5,500.
Does it reference where that gentleman is from?
Georgetown. And the letter was to Mr. Dukes.
Right.
But
that's good.
Downtown.
I think that's appropriate.
Carolyn Street in Georgetown.
It's not my district.
He didn't send me to that.
We got a little problem down here. Mr. Jones don't have no money.
That's correct.
Youth activity,
I got youth activity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That qualify?
Huh?
Yes.
That qualify?
Yeah. Does that qualify, Dave, or not?
It's done.
Rob is saying, yeah.
We get it, I'll match it.
People.
They do have a way to receive money.
We give it, I'll match it.
I think that would be all right.
Okay. You get that kind of way, that's youth activity.
You want a couple hundred each?
Yeah.
Okay. 200 each, Mr. Dukes and myself.
Second.
Okay, motion for Mr. Jones, Mr.
Well, I thought I got out of that one.
200 each from youth activity from the accounts to people,
killing
to people ambassador program. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. Number seven.
The next one is from the University of Delaware Cooperative Extension Service for the Safe Kids, Sussex County Safe Kids Day program on August 9th. to emphasize reducing risk during the summer months. Exhibits including traffic, target traffic safety, poison prevention, bike safety, etc. And last year we gave $500 from youth activity, $100 each.
Okay.
Do we still got money?
Yes.
Youth activity.
So moved.
How much? $100 each?
Yeah.
Yes. Second. Yes.
Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Cole, to give University of Delaware Safe Sussex County Safe Kids Day $100 each after youth activity. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm making it easy on that, so I'd like to give $1,500 to Rehoboth for out of my.
You have a.
Your resident?
Yeah.
Dave's taking care of it. Yep, we got it under control, Robin. I knew you were going to ask me.
And you know, it's times like this that Mrs. Deaver ought to be watching, because she's always concerned about not enough representation at the beach. Well, I want everybody to know that Rehoboth has two people representing it, Mr. Jones and Mr. Cole.
We both, thank you.
I grew up in Rehoboth, and now Mr. Jones lives in Rehoboth. So we both have a fond affection for Rehoboth.
I grew up in Rehoboth too, George.
All right, how much? $1,500.
We were the first ones on Sussex Street, if you want to know the really.
What's this coming from?
$38.
$38.
You're going to throw your $38?
Throw my $38. I'll show you what I'm.
I want to make sure when you save that check, you make sure you break it down.
Where's this coming from?
Sir, don't you dare. Just.
I don't want his name on that check and say like he did something.
No, that's the way they go out. They always go out that way. You
don't understand
the rules now. From the community. Just say for Colin Jones.
Okay, Rehoboth Beach Fireworks, July 4th event, $1,500 from Community Reinvestment from Mr. Jones to the City of Rehoboth. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes.
Quiet, he missed it.
It's going in.
What's that?
How much does he have?
$38 a part of the motion.
Yes, that's Mr. Cole's money. It's all he's got left.
The motion was for $1,500 only, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Keep us $1,300. Let him have it, because we'll get it next week. That way his name's not on the check, and that way I'll have it worked.
Introduction proposed ordinances.
I'm afraid to bang.
I'm going to go on the bandstand and present it, George.
Introduction proposed ordinances.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use.
All those people from Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, appreciate it.
That's all I got on my butt.
What did you say, Mr. Griffin?
Go ahead. We'll try not to interrupt you one more time. Jeez.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a multi-unit warehouse for small contractors to be located on certain parcels of land in Northwest Fork 100 containing 4.74 acres.
I introduce it.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GRRPC residential district residential plan community for an elevated water storage tank public utility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100 containing 18,234 square feet as tidewater utility.
I'll introduce.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for agricultural machinery and truck repairs to be located on a certain parcel and lying and being in Broadkill 100 containing 4.79 acres, Donald and Kimberly Jefferson.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional wastewater treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100 containing 5.11 acres, tidewater utilities again.
I introduce it.
That's all.
Okay. Eddie Spaglioni, other business.
What?
Oh,
actually, time out. Mr. Dukes.
Yeah, additional business.
Are you doing that now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a letter this week. It's on the county's sheriff's stationery. Sent to my business asking for donations to the officer-friendly program that he has started for bicycle safety materials on drug awareness teenagers as well as parents, saying they're a 501c3 and so forth, asking businesses in the county to give anywhere from $57 to $570, and he listed 70 businesses on the back that have donated money already. Now, the checks are made out to the National Child Safety Council, mailed to the sheriff's office, attention our sheriff and the post office and so forth. I got two questions. My question, Susie, and I don't, you probably can't answer this one, but can he do this without approval from anybody in on the council or from the county?
That's not her job.
And the second thing, well, maybe it's a legal question.
Well, ask those two, yeah.
All right, but the second thing is, the money that's coming in, is there any audit of this? Do we know how much he's collecting? Where does the money go? Is there any audit done of this at all, or is it just a slush fund and we don't know anything about it?
I investigated it this morning after the letter was brought to my attention, and I talked to the sheriff about this program, and this is what he's doing. He's working with a representative from the National Safety Council, and this is the representative's area. So there's other counties that are involved, and it's a fundraising campaign that the National Safety Council does annually. What happens is these letters go out to area businesses by the National Safety Council. The sheriff's just giving them like a piece of letterhead and a format letter. The National Safety Council does all the mailing, all the postage. We give them like an initial mailing list. This has been going on for 3 years. We give them an initial mailing list back when, and then he, from what donations he gets, they get mailings, and so it just continues on. I talked to the representative. It's Mr. Joe Bricker, and I talked to him directly this morning also. And I got, the sheriff was very forthcoming with the information. There was a few hazy details. I wrote my notes up, had some more questions, so I talked to the representative directly. Anyway, the mailing lists go out from the National Safety Council. They pay for all the postage and the mailing to the local businesses. The donations come to the sheriff's office like it's asked to here in Georgetown. The checks are written to the National Safety Council. They do not accept cash. He makes a list of them. He photocopies them all, and he forwards them on to this Mr. Joe Bricker, his representative for the National Safety Council. Then he puts it in the bank. He keeps all the records, does all the record keeping. It's just like the sheriff is a representative for them in the county. In turn for that, the sheriff is allowed to spend however much money he collects in donations or in his area, and last year it was approximately $14,000. It's been growing each year. He can order safety materials with that money through Mr. Bricker. Nothing is done in-house with the sheriff. He has a catalog, and he orders. It's all printed material. There's no capital items. And I'm sure you guys have seen them. If you have kids or been at carnivals or fairs in the county, the safety manuals, the activity books, Stranger Danger.
He has those coloring books.
They don't call them coloring books anymore. They call them safety materials. But, yeah, it's the same idea, the pack of crayons. You get the little pamphlet pack. Stranger Danger, Good Touch, Bad Touch. But now, since it's been very successful, they're getting into senior safety, identity theft, internet theft, so there's a whole lot of stuff to do with safety outside of children that because his donations have been increasing. And I found out all that information between the sheriff and Mr. Bricker. And then they do that. He has his programs in the area. He goes into schools or whatever safety issues, he does.
That's all fine and well, but, we got all the local police departments doing it. We got all these other people coming around getting donations, and you got Mike Tyler was in here the other week. We gave money to Pete Schwarzkopf. He came in and requested money for bicycle safety down there. Is this an overlap of services?
Well, he's not. You mean?
Well, he's working with the National Safety Council.
Yeah,
I'm not.
But they're doing the same thing.
Excuse me.
The businesses have the option of giving it to them or not.
And in their books, it was mentioned that the patrons. It's not an advertisement. It's just like we like to thank these patrons. And as you saw, the listing of the businesses locally, so they get. It's a tax-deductible donation, nationally recognized. I pulled it up on the internet, the Safety Council.
See, I'm sure, like, Representative Schwarzkopf came in and wanted $5,000 for safety helmets. I'm sure, you know,
that was
from us.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, I'm sure money could have been used out of this program for those helmets.
Yeah.
If we did not, yeah. If we, if,
right.
But the request was made to the sheriff.
To the sheriff,
made,
right.
It was made to us, so maybe he would have given it to you. You don't know. You can't say he wouldn't have. Right.
Right.
That's fine.
I
but it's
was,
not our money to... Oh. It's a public relations thing the sheriff department's doing. It's not hurting anybody.
And I think it's just that he doesn't come forward in the beginning and say, you know, Dave, Bob, I'd like to enter it, get in this program. Here's the details. What do you think?
Well does he have to? He
doesn't have to.
He is an elected official running in.
And I've not seen us throw our arms to welcome him.
What's that?
If he doesn't have to, fine. I just want to know what the program is. And it's on county stationery, so I think that we should have some idea what's going on.
Only stationery it is on, from what I understand it. The sheriff gave them one
letterhead.
Piece of stationery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's duplicated because the signature's on there, so he doesn't sign every donation letter.
As long as the council's aware of it, and if somebody asks you, so you have an answer, so you got an explanation. I had no explanation.
No, I hadn't heard of it till this morning either.
And I was concerned about the amount of money he's getting and where it's going, and when there's any audit trail of it. Mm-hmm. No.
Sounds like a worthwhile activity to me, Dale. I don't see how it can harm anybody.
Well, that's debatable, Mr. Cole.
Well, no, I just, it does, it sounds like we're getting awful petty with the sheriff.
He's just trying to be a policeman again.
It's a public relations thing. He's getting exposure for the sheriff's department.
And he wants to be a policeman.
And it's a good topic.
I
just think,
he needs to get a job in the police department.
Sir, thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You guys are pushing it.
Next is Eddie Spaglioni.
He's
next. Yeah, boy. We want you to see this. Come up front. We want you to see this.
Come up front. Pictures.
No, come up front. Watch this. Wait, watch it. Come up front, Dan. You can see this. Good.
Good morning. We have Joe Thomas, Chip Guy, and myself, as well as Mr. Baker. Spent a lot of time yesterday over in the Seaford and Blades area. We took quite a few pictures. Some of the pictures are from the ground. Here's a picture of Route 20 near Concord, just outside of Blades. Trooper 2 did take us on a ride to survey the damage. As you can see, that's quite a bit of damage there. That bridge is...
Where's that one, Dave? 20?
That's right by La Frontera. The restaurant is...
The old Pine Forest.
Supervisor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a house along Route 20. I bet you his septic system works real well. This is the Route 20 bridge just west of Seaford. The structural damage on this bridge is, 2 to 3 weeks at least?
It's probably going to be more than that. That whole structure's been undermined. DelDOT's probably going to have to go out and... They're talking about having to bid the project, do some of that, because it's such an extensive piece of work.
Down by Penco?
Chapel Branch.
Chapel Branch. Yep. Right.
This is actually
right there,
where we're talking about. That building, DLM Sales, that truck right there that you see in the lower right was actually washed out. There's another truck on the other side of the railroad tracks that you can see in the aerial shot. They're in the process of rebuilding that railroad. Right now, as we speak, they're supposed to be completed with that within 4 days, Norfolk Southern said.
He said they lost 4 vehicles. Some are going down the river.
If you look in that picture on the left, that line of grass and debris, that's a guy's head standing outside. I'm inside. The water was estimated to be close to 14 feet.
There's the water line right there.
They're actually surveying it right there while
we're
there.
Where's that LD Sales? Where is it?
This sits right at the corner of Chapel Branch. We
go back. One slide.
Just west of town. You know where those railroad tracks just
past
outside?
The Nylon Capital Shopping Center.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Penco.
Went right through that building.
See that that glass window?
I know where it is. Yeah.
This next picture is taken from the inside looking out.
Right.
Senator Carper was there. Senator Carper is talking to the business owner. And we were walking through the facility. It is just phenomenal to see the damage.
Same thing happened in 2001, August of 2001.
Right.
This shows you Concord Pond, Craig's Mill Pond. The two photos on the bottom are Route 13. As you can see on the north bank of the southbound lanes, there's been some significant erosion, and we're not necessarily sure that DelDOT's been made aware of that, but we have forwarded this information on to them. It could be some structural problems there with that Nanticoke River. This is the Williams Pond Bridge and Dam right there, looking at Life Care at Laughlin Park. Joe was on the ground there and took these the two shots on the top. And that power pole there, the only thing that's holding that pole up are the wires above it.
What's that? Where's that? Oh, okay.
Right in front of Nanticoke. Okay. Right in front of the hospital.
That's where they evacuated all the nursing home.
Right, yes. That's an aerial shot showing you Walmart, grottos, the hotel, all of that.
Where's the gas station?
The gas station is the little island of asphalt.
That's the gas station. This is Applebee's, the hotel.
Right.
Shopping center.
That's always been a hell of a
Walmart at one point.
Y'all not screwed that up in the beginning.
Yes.
Putting the pipe into something that's they're discharging.
A lot of the same damage we've seen from this one we saw back in 1998 when the nor'easter went through.
Right.
Some of the similar flooding, similar areas.
They haven't corrected it yet. They're working on it.
So is it correct? At one point, I believe Sunday, the water line was actually coming into Walmart. The Salisbury rescue team had to come in here and pull customers and employees, people out at the very least.
And they actually did have some
Salisbury
cars
came
floating.
Up to help Seaford?
Salisbury and Fruitland boats from as far away as Salisbury and Fruitland were
pulling down.
Practically every fire department in the county as well as bordering Maryland jurisdictions were in there. In fact, Mr. Rogers' fire department was, and you're going to see this picture right here. This is 13A South Blades. Milton Fire Department was actually providing water protection because this is a gas line running underneath the structure that they were worried about the coupling and a gas leak, so they had to go in and cap it off.
Did you get your picture in the paper, Mr. Rogers?
I was not on the scene.
You weren't on scene?
This is the Holly View Mobile Home Park. It's outside of Blades, Seaford, just kind of close. Water has gone down significantly in most of these places now. And this picture was taken yesterday
at
6:30. I believe they were getting ready to turn on power. There are quite a few power and utility vehicles in the area.
I don't think they have power yet, unless they turn it on this morning.
Okay. This is Hearns Pond. If anybody watched BOC last night, Joe was standing where that truck is. They brought in a lot of stones and tarps and were trying to shore it up.
Didn't they just redo all that a couple years ago?
This
when it blew out the first time?
This went out in August of 2001. And Denrec says that the dam actually held. The structure itself held. It was the overflow is what caused all the damage.
That and the water also went around the dam. The dam apparently was struck.
Right, undermined.
The pressure of the water just went over
the back. Relieved itself in a different area. Instead of blowing the dam out.
Do you have an update on the shorts problem?
That'd be a quick fix.
Is it the shorts? I was reading on the last page of your handout. The shorts had two goldfish.
Oh, you mean
in their fish pond in their backyard? This is a good. I'm sure you investigated this one.
I'm sorry, Councilman. I have not had a chance.
They've recovered one goldfish, but there is still one goldfish at large.
We'll see if we can.
I got a net up.
Are you going to be working on that, Mr.
Like a
monster. Working on that as soon as we
can. We assign you to that till it's.
I hope so.
Caper is solved.
It's tall and skinny.
Where is that?
A carp is solved.
Could be a carp. Yeah, if it gets in the.
Some of the issues that present themselves Sunday and yesterday. As you've probably heard in the media, we brought up a shelter at Woodbridge High School in Bridgeville. One of the issues was that we went in to put a shelter up in Seaford, and Mr. Dukes was in City Hall in Seaford with us on Sunday. Contacted the school district, and pretty much every facility they have, they've either got construction or renovation going on, and I had no building to use. So we resorted back to Woodbridge because the rainfall towards the north of the county didn't seem to be as bad as towards the south. That's why we used Woodbridge. Life Care at Laughlin Park, we relocated those 108. There was 108 patients in that facility, and it took them about 3 hours to move all those people across the street, which is
relatively good considering. I mean, I would never have thought we could have moved all those people in 3 hours.
Right.
The mobile home parks, it's been figured that there was roughly 40 water rescues in Seaford and about 150 in Blades in those mobile home parks. One of the big issues right now is getting the damage assessment teams in. As you probably know, they're trying to get a declaration through FEMA, get damage assessment teams in to figure out what's going on. The other issues is going to present themselves in the next couple of days is drinking water. That's got to be tested through public health and septic systems, which Eddie alluded to. I'm hearing there's some issues with that as well.
Well, where do they get the drinking water? You don't mean for the town, or you mean the outlying areas?
The mobile home parks, the outlying areas, the wells, those kinds of
things.
Wells
get turned up, drinking over, and then they got bacteria and all that.
But the cities, I mean.
From what we've heard, the city of Seaford and the town of Blades, as far as wastewater treatment, drinking water, what have you, everything's good as far as the infrastructure there.
There is a meeting Thursday night for any residents or business owners that have damage, and
yes.
FEMA will be there, and DEMA, and Joe, and they will be able to submit a request, and we don't know if we'll be eligible for federal funding.
I know there's a dollar amount for it for the flags go up and all that. And
quite frankly, I don't think that the amount of damage we're seeing is going to allow us as Sussex County to be eligible, but DEMA is working with Maryland contingency. Since we border Caroline County, Maryland, and Dorchester County, Maryland, and all three of us are connected, we can go together. So there's a...
Do a regional, what they call regional?
So that's the thought process, and Sunday...
Everybody kept a good record, I think.
Well, tonight's the County Farms Association meeting. I won't be there, but Ricky Short's going, and he's going to present that to the farmer that you need to document everything you did, because if FEMA comes in, they're going to want to see everything, and we've been through this before.
I wonder if they got any money after what they did down there in New Orleans. They gave so much away.
And at Thursday evening at 7 p.m., the process is DEMA will come in with their agencies and explain the process to the people, business owners, homeowners, what they'll have to go through and the paperwork they'll need to be able to submit any damage for reimbursement if it's available.
Yes. I would like to inform the council that I've gotten a lot of compliments about Eddie, Chip, and Joe, that it was and it was a good training exercise for County Administrator-elect Dave Baker.
How to put his boots on Wade, huh?
On the scene. Was he on the scene?
Yes, was on the scene Monday morning. Sunday morning.
You count money while I was going?
High time.
He went over yesterday, met with Senator Carper, Congressman Castle, and the governor. But there was a lot of help with Chip being able to get out the information. You can see here, I do take exception to Ronnie Marvel being on CNN repeatedly using my name and my title.
Actually, I'd like to bring to your attention, on 47 yesterday morning, they announced that the county administrator was asking that people stay off the roads, and then my name was put up. So anything that you need me to do, I'm here for you at your disposal.
You got to get Ronnie.
What do you do?
All the money that we give the Seaford Fire Company, you think they could buy Ronnie a pair of socks and shoes? He's walking around over there.
I never ate. When he's on TV, I saw him. You got a headshot.
Tell us a headshot.
It's my understanding there were no major injuries. There was no major
injuries. No injuries, no fatalities.
A lot of fender benders and all, people rubbernecking and all. Dale was right behind us. We saw a four-car accident over there Sunday morning. Dale's playing miniature golf in Fenwick Island. I can tell you that the beach is being well represented. Well represented.
Yep. Sunday morning when Mr. Tickle's called, he's really referring to. Now, I'd like to thank Joe. He started headed up the conference with the state and DEMA and all those Sunday at 1 o'clock, and he did a good job in coordinating all of that, getting the mayors, the chiefs of police, and fire companies and all the people in the county there, and conducted it well, and on behalf of the county and the mobile unit there. And so they moved in and took control and did a real good job, I thought.
Thank you.
I know it'll be Dave's decision, it's not mine, but my advice to you five is, I don't care what these two tell you, Eddie and Chip, there is still not a need for the county to get a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. We'll sub lease it off 16.
We got a boat. We could use our
sheriff's
boat.
Got boats.
Got a fleet.
We need to go into executive session.
None of them work.
I got one other thing. Linda Messick sent me a letter, and I cannot put it on the agenda this week, but it will, I ask to put it on next week. She's asking for money for the Red Cross because they are out of money in locally here, and so you guys can think about what you want to do next week. And one poll left. I'll say that to him.
There's none until 18
or 2 weeks.
18, whenever we come back.
18. I was hoping Mr. Cole would stay in here. I want to make one closing comment about what I brought about the sheriff. If he had spent more time on running his department and doing these frivolous programs, he might have ended his department might have ended in the black instead of the red.
All right.
What do you got to say to that, Dan?
Dan Kramer's next. Come on, Dan.
Thanks, Sheriff.
My name is Dan Kramer. The first question I got, I asked you a question last week. You didn't give me an answer.
Right.
First of all, it's like this here. If he could read a book, and if he could read an audit, he'd find out Sheriff Reed ain't as far in over the budget as they make out him for to be. But see, they can't read. That's their whole problem. They just want to run their mouth. And by the way, 4th of July is coming up, and all you ugly characters are going to go back there. Be careful that them fireworks don't shoot you up your turkey.
I got an answer for you, Dan.
Okay, Dan with a turkey.
Executive session?
Yes, do you need to go to executive session?
Executive session, yes.
Okay, at this time, we...
Personnel and...
Personnel and litigation.
Entertain a motion. Do we have anyone else want to speak? Anyone else wants to speak to county council?
No.
No, sir, apparently. Okay. If not, I'll entertain a motion.
You got to do it for what purpose? For personnel?
Go into executive session for personnel and acquisition.
And litigation.
All three.
Litigation.
And litigation.
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips for Sussex County Council to go into executive session for personnel, land acquisition, or pending litigation. That's politically correct. Questions? Mr. Cole? Out of the room, Mr. Phillips. Out of the room, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Phillips, yes. Vote to go into executive session. Yes. Sussex County Council is into executive session for personnel,
Dan, Dan,
land acquisition,
out here later.
And pending litigation. We shall return prior to 6 p.m.
Don't see you for a year.